This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They have so many issues. Just yesterday alone, right? Offensive side of the ball. Backup quarterback, backup left tackle, essentially either backup wide receiver one or wide receiver two, however you view Brandon Ayuk. Starting running back looks compromised at best. Horrific pre-snap discipline. Horrific post-snap execution. Defensive side of the ball. No Bosa, zero D-line pressure, can't tackle behind the line of scrimmage or after it. Linebackers who can't cover in space. DBs dropping balls down the field. Special teams. Okay? The kicker made a kick. Great.
Great. That is a nice little bounce back for Moody.
Yeah.
He made a field goal in the elements.
Okay. Three consecutive holds on punt returns or kick returns. One negating 87 yards. You had a total of 120 yards called back. Also, on top of all of that, your backup quarterback fumbled the ball in the pocket multiple times. I mean, it's just yesterday was a litany of issues. And I understand there's a leadership thing. All your top paid guys, it feels like, are either hurt or underperforming. And you want someone to step up and take control of the situation because it feels like things are spiraling out of control. And I understand that. Just I'm looking at the list of issues right now. And like for me and others could disagree, like Debo at a podium, it's a horrible look. He should have been there.
I'm not trying to make a big deal about this Debo thing. It's like 25th. It's not high on my list, but it's a microcosm of what's been going on with Debo in this season.
That I agree with.
And when things get hairy, and you get we need somebody to look to. Like Fred Warner's speaking after every game.
Well, the bigger issue with Fred Warner, I love the guy. We all love the guy. He's one of the most respected players ever wear a Niner uniform. Hasn't made a play in a month.
Hasn't made a play. But you know what? He hasn't made a play, and he still faces the music.
No doubt.
My bigger point.
But that's who he's always been.
He goes up there, and he's a leader. Christian McCaffrey's been back for three games. Has no burst. Can't get to the second level in the run game whatsoever. And we need more Mason. We need more Garrando. It just doesn't look like CMC. He even fumbled yesterday. But you know what? He went to go face the music.
But Bobby, Kittle, this is kind of who Debo's been.
Yeah, but Debo's been talking. He's been talking. He talked after Tabor Pepper in that situation.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But after two games and after tweeting at T.O., I don't hear from him. I need to hear from them. I need to know what's going on at the wide receiver position. Why aren't they getting targets? Why aren't they getting open?
Again,
is this something the secondary guys are doing?
Yeah,
is this something that the defense is doing?
It's backup. That's all it quarterback, is. Backup left tackle, zero run game control, pre-snap discipline. You're behind the sticks left and right. They can pin their ears back. Like, I don't know, man. I'm not saying
that it's a big deal, Shask. I think you're like,
no, I'm not talking about getting open. Deal. Like, guys aren't getting open because of all of these reasons.
They haven't been getting open when the guys have been in the lineup.
Agreed.
What if they've got the worst separation in the league in terms of wide receivers
that's not his game.
And that's with Trent Williams in the lineup, that's with Brock Purdy in the lineup, that's with Chris McCaffrey in the lineup, that's with Brandon Ayuk in the lineup. They haven't been good all year. So I don't want to hear about injuries and having this backup and this backup as a reason why they can't get open. They haven't been getting open all damn season. They haven't been getting open since the Super Bowl, for crying out loud.
I understand that. It's just that there's a lot of problems on this team right now. Like, no one is arguing. Like, there's a lot of problems on this team right now. And, like, you drafted a guy in the first round, and you brought back Ayuk, and you only target Ayuk like 4 to 8 times a game. You bring in Pearsall. I don't know where he was going to be value year one if you don't throw the ball that much. And he's buried on the depth chart behind Juwan Jennings, who would have been your 3. So Pearsall would have been your 4. Now, with all the injuries, you elevate him. He still can't get looks.
He didn't get one target yesterday.
So, like, in terms of value for a first-round pick in year one, not great value.
No.
If you're trying to, like, win now. Like, part of why you brought him in or whatever, like, win now. We got to beat man coverage. It's like, you're not even targeting him, you know? And the two guys who are making plays, George Kittle and Juwan Jennings, guys are draped all over them, and they're still making sick contested plays.
Let's go to VO in Texas. VO, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to thank y'all for being a blessing to the 49er Nation. We need y'all on a morning like this, man. Y'all are a blessing, so I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
I just want to drop these facts real quick, man. I'm going to try to be as quick as I can, but I just got to say this. There's been 4 coaches in NFL history that have lost multiple Super Bowls and have not won, right? I'm looking at Bud Grant, looking at Marv Levy, and the last name I want to mention, the most recent, was Dan Reeves. Dan Reeves was with the Denver Broncos for 11 seasons, I believe 11 or 12 seasons. He lost 3 Super Bowls, if I'm not mistaken.
And Dan Reeves, lost, yeah.
Yeah, Dan Reeves, okay. If we let's look at it. The very next year, their owner, was it Pat Bowlen?
Yep.
I believe their owner was Pat Bowlen at the time. Who did he hire?
Mike Shanahan.
Year? What did Mike Shanahan do?
I think they lost in
they lost to Jacksonville in the divisional round.
But then won
back to back seasons.
But they eventually crossed the hump, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? With essentially the same roster, right? So I'm not gonna say, you know, I'm not gonna be leading this fire Shanahan thing, even though I'm not a fan of his at all. But I will say this, if we don't make the Super Bowl, I would hope Jed would look at that history, being that the coach you have whose dad replaced the guy who lost multiple Super Bowls, who was there for 10-plus years. I think there's got to be a change if we don't make the playoffs this year. That's just my opinion. Wow. I don't know what y'all think of that.
Hold on. So if they don't make the playoffs, VO, you think there needs to be a head coaching change?
I think Shanahan has been there for how many years?
This is year 8. Year 8?
I think, I mean, we've had multiple rosters, multiple talented rosters, but we've had the same result, right? And I think the only constant is what? The only, I mean, we went to the Super Bowl without CMC. You know what I mean? So we've had multiple talented rosters each year that we could have won the Super Bowl. We haven't won it because of one thing. I think the only thing that's been the same is Kyle Shanahan. And I think, I mean, just look at it like this, guys. We had 12 players on the field for two plays in a row. I never seen any coach, whenever we watch a game on TV, I never seen a coach be in their play sheet more and not watch the field than Kyle Shanahan.
He was yelling on the second one. He was like screaming on the sidelines before it even happened. He was kind of all over it. And that's one of the memes that I saw yesterday. Here's what I would say to people out there. If your prerogative is they got to get rid of Shanahan, hey, you're a fan. You're entitled to your opinion, right? I'm not going to deny you that opinion. Here's what I would say to you. My point of view is this. I would like to hear who you're replacing him with, number one. And number two, like, no, if you're going to say that, I want to know what your solution is. And then number two, don't you think Kyle's earned the benefit of the doubt to kind of, you know, see what he's got for next year? He's been really good the last couple of years. Almost won the big one, all right? He's had one down year. Hasn't he earned enough, you know, leeway to be able to dig himself back out of the hole and just see what he's got next year at the minimum. So if you're going to call in and say you want the coach to change, that's fine. Like, you're entitled to that. You are, right? I'm not going to get mad at someone who pours their soul into the Niners because they think that Kyle sucks or whatever, but just tell me who you want. Like, don't just come on here firing the guy. And I'm not saying that's what he was doing. He had a really good call. But tell me what your solution is. And then my counter to you would be, don't you think he's earned enough to be able to run it back and see what he's got with a retooling?
Well, 408 doesn't. Caller's right. We've been saying this for weeks. Fire Kyle and hire Coach Prime.
Coach Prime. Yeah, I'm out on Coach Prime.
Comcast Business Text Line. Hire Belichick. Fire Shanny. Warriors did it with Mark Jackson. Mike Vrabel, go get him. It's from the 530. Are we really there to talk about a coaching change? Really, is that what we're what that's where we're at, Niner fans? You think it's all on the coach? It's all on the coach, huh?
So there was a play yesterday. There was a sequence.
Like, come on, man. There was a sequence. We can't fire. Hold on, real quick. We can't keep firing the coach every single week. I mean, you just laid it out. Brandon Allen was your quarterback. Now, the coach made that decision to play Brandon Allen, but that was your quarterback.
Okay, so it's Josh
Jaylon
Dobbs.
Moore. Like, anyway. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Josh Dobbs.
Okay, so it's Josh
Did you not
Dobbs,
watch like, Josh Dobbs last season?
Yeah, I mean.
He got his job taken by Nick Mullins.
I don't think
he's
on right.
Three different teams. So, I'm not with the whole fire the coach after every single week. How about players make some damn plays?
First drive.
How about some players make some damn plays around here? We don't hold players accountable whatsoever anymore.
Well, I mean, we've been holding Debo and CMC and Trent. And, no, I mean, I'm
look
saying
at this
we
defense.
Are.
They missed 20 tackles yesterday.
No doubt.
20 tackles.
I mean, Bonte, so first drive, okay? Brandon Allen, nice little pass. Little flip pass to George Kittle. Oh, then there's a penalty. A false start. Pre-snap penalty. On your rookie who's been excellent, but let's just call what it is. It was the worst day of the game. And then on 3rd and 5, manageable, okay? 3rd and 5, Brandon Allen loses the ball in the pocket and is sacked. Is that on Shanahan?
No, it's not.
Okay, so now you're down big, whatever. You only ran a couple of plays. You're down 17-0. Before you've really had any offense going. It's not even on Shanahan. 17-0. And he had two of the best plays of the day. 3rd and 7. All right? They have CMC and George Kittle off to the side. And they do the rub route that I've been begging for. And CMC gets the little out and boom. Allen hits him with anticipation first down. Then you get that unbelievable, like, flea flicker screen play that they threw to Debo. And boom, they get a pop. They end up scoring on that drive. To me, that was a signature Kyle Shanahan drive with a bunch of backups. With a bunch of backups after everything had gone wrong for this team. It was a one-score game, essentially. Like, they had that thing in the bag. And Saubert freaking gets called back for the hold on the big Debo play. There were plays out there to be had. The team, the guys didn't execute.
No, they didn't.
At all.
Did not. Did not whatsoever.
I'll defend Shanahan in this one. I know he wants to lose their mind. Look, I'm not going to defend the Sorensen hire because I think it's a bad hire.
And they'll move on from
Sorensen. Yeah, they downgraded.
And I think they'll move on from Sorensen. But boy, hey, how?
But come on.
6 months later, how do we feel about Steve Wilks now? Boy, we'd be begging for Steve Wilkes to run this damn defense. Begging. This defense looks soft.
Well,
soft. And if we're mad about Steve Wilkes not being in the, oh, he needs to be on the sideline to fire this team up. We need somebody to pump the guys up. You ever see Nick Sorensen sitting on the sideline? Who the hell is he pumping up?
He's got the sunglasses on. I'm like, dog, it is.
Sunglasses on with his hands in his hoodie pocket. Call it a defense.
Dare I say, do we bring Brandon Staley? The coaching change I would make is I'd say, Sorensen, you're a great guy. I know everybody loves you, but I think we need to go to Brandon Staley.
Maybe.
I mean, this is why you don't listen to players, though. Like, the players wanted, for example, Antonio Pierce, and now all the guys that wanted Antonio Pierce have nothing to do with the Raiders. The players really like Sorensen. You don't let the players choose, because the players are going to come and go. You make the best decision, and you figure it out, especially considering it's the NFL, and you flip the roster over, no matter what team you are.
No doubt.
Players
about
wanted to get rid of Nick Sirianni. Hurts didn't like him. The quarterback didn't like him.
Well, now look at Nick Sirianni. No, Nick Sirianni's won at least 8 games every single year. He's going to go to the playoffs every single year.
Kellen Moore was a great hire.
He understood it. Coach, great hire. Now, I didn't like his clock management at the end of the first half yesterday.
He's been good
at LA, but
Fangio's
been
solid. Great for that defense.
Fangio has been really good for that defense.
And they drafted well.
They did. Cooper DeJean could play, man. That one rep against Cooper Kupp on the third down in the slot. Oh, my God. I kept rewinding and saying, damn, they got to play. Then they got Quinyon Mitchell, the corner. Nobody throws at him. They had a hell of a draft. So did the Rams. Let's go.